Jacket News. Trending now. Trending now.
Die paaie, kan jy baie stadige verkeer verwag in Pretoria op die N1 Noord op pad na die Pumulani tolplaza, as ook op die N4 Oos by die Doornpoort tolplaza.
Hoofregter Raymond Zondo het kort tevore aangekondig dat die ANC se Toko Didiza die nuwe speaker van die nasionale vergadering is. Sy het 284 van die stemme verwerf.
Honourable members of parliament, leaders of the various parties present here, the people of South Africa, I'd like to thank all of you as members who have participated in this democratic process of electing the Speaker of the National Assembly.
Die adjunct speaker word volgende gekies. Die EFF het die African Transformation Movement se Vuyolwethu Zungula benoem as kandidaat vir die posisie, terwyl die DA se Anlie Lotriet ook benoem is. En die Departement van Gesondheid het pas nog 'n geval van apokke aangekondig. Die persoon se adres is in Northcliff, Johannesburg. Meer oor die en ander stories om 6, maar vir nou eers maak ons 'n draai op die sakefront. En Aubrey Grobler van PSG Welvaart in Pretoria Oos sê die markte reageer goed op die verwikkelinge in die nasionale vergadering waar die proses om die adjunct speaker te verkies aan die gang is.
Die rand het tot en met 18:31 versterk teen die dollar nadat dit bekend gemaak is dat 'n ooreenkoms getref is om 'n regering van nasionale eenheid te vorm. Die rand verhandel tans 0,2% sterker op 18:38 teenoor die Amerikaanse dollar. Die JSE sluit vandag 0,8% sterker, maar dit is die aandele wat meer afhanklik is van die plaaslike ekonomie wat vandag baie goed presteer het.
Dit was ook 'n goeie dag vir finansiële aandele.
Die finansiële indeks het 3,9% sterker gesluit. Assurance en Discovery sluit albei meer as 6% hoër terwyl Standard Bank 5,3% sterker sluit. Die groot verloorder vir die dag is Gold Fields wat 5% laer sluit nadat die maatskappy gister aangekondig het dat hul produksieprobleme ervaar in Chili.
'n Dollar kos jou in die stadium rand af, of eerder in hierdie stadium van die geveg R18.38 en euro R19.67 en 'n pond R23.32. Goud verhandel teen $2,329.99 per fyn ons en olie teen $82.45 per vat Brent. Ek is Marlene Forsie, meer nuus om 6.
We start off at the US Open where Patrick Cantlay is still at the top of the leaderboard despite some of the other players having teed off as well. Rory McIlroy is one over par, putting him 4 under for the day. And Cantlay is at 5 under at the top of that leaderboard. A couple of big names as well joining him at the top of the leaderboard. Tony Finau, he's tied for 8th as well. Xander Schauffele and Bryson DeChambeau tied for 4th. At the top of that US Open leaderboard. Now, Marco van Staden, he's going to make his return from injury when the Vodacom Bulls host 8-time champions Leinster in the URC semi-finals tomorrow. Jake White has made 3 changes to the Vodacom Bulls starting lineup. And from the side that beat the Italian outfit Benetton in the quarterfinals, Devin Williams and Sergio Peterson also slot in for the injured box into that starting lineup. Host Germany kick off Euro 2024 today in Munich against Scotland, the start of a journey for the 3-time continental champions. They're hoping it'll conclude in victory in the final in Berlin on July the 14th. But of course, they've had some dismal tournaments, including group stage exits in 2018 and 2022. So Julian Nagelsmann has got a lot of work cut out for him. And Manchester United, well, they started a £50 million redevelopment of their creaking Carrington Road training headquarters this week. They're saying they want to turn it into a world-class facility. And the match between the United States of America and Ireland still delayed because of that wet outfield. So not a ball has been bowled, and it's an hour later than it was scheduled to have started. That's all for me for now. Joe Mann, Jacaranda FM Sport.
It's The Drive with Robin Ross. Jacaranda FM.